Public domain comic book, The Anchor!
What are we doing here anyway?
We've got to find something to help me get my revenge on those hacks.
I know that. But what kind of bloody retribution do you think you can concoct from... old C-3PO cereal?
We gotta be creative! They need to suffer for the audacity of replacing me.
Right.
Aha! This will be perfect.
That's a comic book. What are you gonna do, give them a bunch of paper cuts?
You don't understand. These old books had some really clever ways to off someone. Listen to this one.
Through the pages of history, man has forever revered his woman. He has placed them on a pedestal where they are to be admired, adored, and loved. And in the year 2253, man has not changed, but neither has the female. And so the stronger sex continues blissfully on with this relationship, never realizing that his partner is more deadly than the male.
Female? What are they, Ferengi? Sounds like misogyny to me.
Tensely, the Earthmen prepared themselves for the landing of the unexplored fourth planet of the star, Proxima Centauri. They had traveled 4 long years from Mother Earth and were the first mortals to reach the distant solar system.
Brace yourselves, men. We're going in for a landing.
It's leveling off. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fire retardo jets!
Hey, we don't use that word anymore. Great, sexism and slurs? This is not off to a good start, host who should be a ghost.
Slowly, the giant craft settled to the ground, and a few moments later,
sir, the air is chemically different than our atmosphere, but it's breathable.
Captain? Captain Pope? Look into the viewer. Our ship is surrounded by...
Eagerly, the men looked into the viewer. What monsters lurked in the unknown? But you could hardly call these monsters.
Our ship is surrounded by beautiful girls.
The women were not only beautiful, but friendly.
Watch that tone, mister.
We are peaceful spacemen from the planet Earth on a scientific expedition to your solar system.
Earth? Solar system? I do not understand. But you are welcome as friends among my people.
It took but a few days for the Earthmen to set up camp and begin work on their assigned project. A project that, if it was to succeed, would revolutionize the method of space travel.
What is that strange thing your men are working on?
It took us 4 years to travel from Earth to this planet, but when this machine is completed, we can make the trip in a matter of seconds. We call it an electronic eye interspace transplanter. A person or object placed inside will be transformed into energy, diffused through the light beam existing between here and Earth, and brought back to original state by a similar machine there.
Lance Daystrom was the chief engineer on the construction of the EEIT, but there were times when he found it rather difficult to concentrate on the task at hand.
Sir, we've got a problem with the insulation on these resistors. Have any suggestions?
Yeah, she sure is. Oh, what, pilot? What was that you were saying?
Basically a shy man, Lance bided his time with the beautiful creature. But noticing the lack of any native males, it wasn't long before he struck up a friendship with the alluring girl.
Aw, poor widow guy. Lance, you're an astronaut. You don't need the Charles Atlas seal of approval. Jeez.
Lactra, eh? That is an odd name.
There are many things on my planet you may find odd, but I'm sure I have other things to offer besides a name.
As you can see, feminine lures had even penetrated to the voids of outer space, and this was a friendship that was destined to blossom even further.
Feminine lures? Were they all just incels back then? And don't think I didn't catch on to your use of penetrated.
But at that instant, a strange peril was seen in the skies.
Look, Lactra, something coming toward us.
It's the winged scabs. Run! Take cover!
The terrible invaders were on the unsuspecting Earthmen before they knew what happened. Desperately, Lance tried to fight off the monster, but he was no match for its superior strength, and he was fighting a losing battle.
It's no use. He's too powerful.
Until Lactra entered the fight. Lance watched in amazement at her tactics, which defied description. A tactic that suddenly paralyzed the winged scab, which fell helplessly at Lance's feet.
Hey, it may defy description to you, but to me, it looks like she's giving that scab a hickey. And there's a sentence I never thought I'd say.
What the? It's helpless.
And being the masterful male, Lance quickly recovered his senses and finished off the monster.
There. He won't give us any more trouble now.
Of course, the masterful male whipped out a gun. Figures.
It wasn't long before the spacemen, with their superior weapons, had beaten off the winged invaders. And the battle ended in complete victory for the Earthmen and Lactra's people.
They're gone. They've gone. You've beaten them off.
After the defeat of the winged scabs, the friendship between Lance and Lactra naturally developed even further. And, just as naturally, blossomed into love. It was difficult, of course, because Lance, as you've discovered, was still rather shy.
I don't know where to begin, but I think you know how I feel about you.
You don't have to say it. I understand, darling.
Lance didn't have to express his feelings. His ardent kiss spoke for him, and Lactra understood. The next day was to be a day full of surprises and wonderful news to the people in love.
Aw, he's gonna make an honest woman of her, isn't he? Which do I need more now, popcorn or tissues?
Darling, I have wonderful news. I told the captain we want to get married, and he said he'll let us be the first people trans-energized to Earth through the EEIT.
That's marvelous. I've heard so much about your planet that I'll just have to see it to believe it. I told Mother, and she's very thrilled about what has happened.
And I think it's wonderful that you two children of different worlds have found love in each other. This occasion calls for a little celebration, so I've prepared a small feast.
It is our custom not to refuse food once it has been served. But I'm sure you will enjoy Mother's cooking.
It was a rather strange and morbid feast that was set before Lance. But he remembered what had happened with the winged scabs, and he simply passed it off as one of the customs of the people. Or tried to.
Are those, bugs? That's way too many legs.
These are delicious. What are you waiting for, Lance?
Well, I'm not really very hungry.
The day passed quickly, and like two strangers getting to know each other, was spent in finding out about the other's different background.
Darling, I don't believe I've seen any men since I've been here. Where are they?
When they become old enough to mate, our law requires that they stay on another part of the planet.
Ah, hasn't every woman dreamed of that at some point or another?
Finally, after what seemed like an eternity, the day they had been waiting for arrived. The completion of the EEIT. Everything was thoroughly checked, and the two lovers were placed side by side in the machine.
Now don't be frightened, my love. We'll be on Earth before you know what's happened.
With you beside me, I have nothing to fear.
The switch is thrown and their bodies are broken down into trillions of atoms, which are diffused through the light beam that exists between the two planets. The atoms are picked up by a receivatory machine on Earth, rebuilt to their original form, and a few moments later, Lance and Lacta materialize to begin their lives anew.
Welcome home, darling. Welcome to Earth.
Why, it's beautiful. It's everything you said and more.
The honeymooners suffered through the many customary ceremonies and eventually succeeded in eluding the High Earth officials.
Well, darling, at last we're alone. How's my bride taking everything?
I feel dizzy. It must be the atmospheric change. Maybe I'll feel better in the morning.
Lance awakened early the next morning and turned to greet his new bride. Or tried to.
What the? I'm tied down.
Oh, so she's kinky.
Boy, howdy, you're mouthy. Anyway.
At first, he didn't understand it. Was this another of her strange customs? But as she bites into his neck, and he feels a burning, poisonous venom seeping through his veins, paralyzing his every muscle, he realizes the answer to it all. Now he knows why insects were her main source of food, why her home was a tent of silk, spun silk. What had happened to the male population of her planet? Now he knows all those answers. Now he knows that her form of life is similar to that of a certain insect here on Earth. An insect that devours the male once it is mated. An insect scientifically named the Latrodectus mactan.
In a few seconds, I will be dead. And my wife will be a widow. A black widow.
Dun dun dun.
See, pretty sick, huh?
Seriously? That's your plan. Get the studio bitten by spiders?
Well, if you don't like that idea, I can look for something else.
What, in this trash pile? These comics are ancient. Even just this one overdosed on the sexism. I doubt I could stomach more of that nonsense.
Hey, it's what we have to work with when we're in the public domain.
Gross. You know what? I'm sick and tired of this unending barrage of misogyny.
Hey, it's not my fault. I love women. And I'm sure there are more intersectional comics nowadays. But we can't just use them yet.
Fine. Then I'm out of here until something more equitable turns up.
You're not gonna help me with my revenge?
Forget it! I hear there are some elites all over the world who are getting their comeuppance, so I've got more interesting things to be doing than playing games with you. You're small potatoes, buddy. I've got a cabal to get working on. Have fun with your petty problems.
You know what? That works for me. Who knows how long it'll take before something fits her bill? So I'd say I'm pretty much immortal now, baby. Hot damn! Anyway, thank goodness she's gone. She was quite the chatty Cathy. Don't you hate it when someone keeps interrupting a story? And now that I don't have to worry about her, I'm not going to worry about that annoying old producer either. I do what I do, and I'm good at it. So I'm going to just branch out on my own, be my own man. Everyone's got their own shtick these days, and I'm one of them. The people know quality, so they'll come to find me. Besides, I think the producer is plotting to replace me with AI anyway, and that's too terrifying even for a horror host like me. So, on that note, my adoring fans, we'll meet again next time, back in the public domain. Oh, what classic toys we got around here? Oh, is that a rocket-firing Boba Fett? Oh, I wonder if it still works. Ah! Ah, my eye! I'm dying! Wait. No, I'm not. Ah. Ah.
You've been listening to More Deadly Than the Male, adapted by Nicole Tomte and Eugene R. Hendricks, and performed by the Akadakaganagon Theater Works. Produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell. This audio play was based on the story with art by Vince Fodera and was featured in Weird Mysteries 7, published in 1953, and is in the public domain. Chris Honeywell was horror host. Nicole Tomte was Grim Reaper. David Ellis was Captain Pope. Tim Price was pilot. John Wilson was Lance Daystrom. Femi London was Lactra. Anna Crawford was Mother. If you enjoyed this story, it and many other comic books in the public domain are available at digitalcomicmuseum.com. Please visit and support them. Spread the word. You can contact us at 8twinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.